Shania,
Hello, how are you?
How you doing?
Okay,
welcome to our Strange Disappearances podcast. Today, I have a couple special guests. Right now, we're joined by Zanaya. Zanaya's mother's been missing from Atlantic City, Jersey. Since when did your mom go missing?
I'm sorry?
When did your mom go missing?
She went missing November 21st, 2002.
Okay, so I'm reading that. November 21st, 2002. It says her sister drove her to visit. I'm sorry. Well, let me first. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm Clyde Williams, and this is our Strange Disappearance podcast. And today we're going to be discussing the strange disappearance of Sierra Sahara Thomas, who's been missing since November 21st, 2002. I came across this case a couple days ago when Sania, who's on the phone now, sent me her mom's case through my inbox, and I was blown away because I had never heard of this before. This is the first time I ever heard of this case, and I was instantly, like, intrigued, like, what happened. So I'm reading here, it says her sister drove her to visit one of her, who did she go visit, her boyfriend, or was it one of the kid's father?
It was the same person at the time. Her daughter, my little sister's dad.
Oh, y'all had to say that?
No.
Okay. She said she had called with, she basically said she's going to call your aunt. And her sister said she waited in the car for an hour, and she went in there by to pay some bills. She said, Sierra, she never called her, and she never been heard from again. And she was carrying $33 in cash at the time of her disappearance. Her boyfriend was the last person to see her. Now, okay, so what happened? What happened after her sister didn't, she didn't call or anything? Like, where did it go from there? Oh, sorry, Stephanie. Oh, hey, Stephanie, how you doing?
Hi.
How you doing? I'm sorry. Listen, I didn't even look at the screen and that you had popped in.
No, I didn't know if I could talk.
So we were at the part where it said that you had dropped her off. So what happened after you dropped her off? I'm like, okay.
After I dropped her off, I sat there and I waited for a while. They were standing outside in front of his door talking.
Okay.
So while I was sitting there waiting, I get out the car and I walk up to his door where they were, and I told her to call me when she's ready to leave from there, and I would come back and pick her up.
Okay.
I went home after I paid my bills. I went home and I was waiting for her phone call, and she never called. And this was like going on like maybe 3-4 hours. So I went to her house to see if she went home. Two of her friends were there at her house, and I asked them, did she ever come back? And they was like, no. So when I went back around there, well, I didn't even go back around to his house. I called him on the phone, and he kept saying she left. So hours went by, I called back, and I just kept calling her house and his house, and nobody ever seen her, you know, no more that day. And I'm like, well, if she only lives across the highway, all she had to do was walk from Back Maryland back over to Carver Hall where she lived. And I'm like, well, I called him back and I asked him, I said, well, where did she go when she left your house? At first he tried to tell me that she got on a jitney and was coming to my house. And I'm like, she wouldn't have got on a jitney, because I know for a fact that he heard me tell her when she was done to call me so I could come back and pick her up. So I knew she wouldn't have caught a jitney, because at the time I lived way uptown in the inlet, and she could have just walked back home.
Now, what's a jitney?
A jitney?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the little green and white little short.
He's not from here, auntie. He's not from here. So a jitney is a transit. It's like a transit
Okay. Keep on. Okay, you can carry on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's on. They ride up and down Pacific Avenue, basically.
Okay.
So I said that she wouldn't have caught a jitney because I had a car and I told her I was going to come back and get her.
Right.
So when I called back again, his story changed. Now she was in the parking lot with five guys, he said, talking to them in the back of his parking lot, he claimed. So I'm sitting here saying, nah, I know that couldn't have been true because he was kind of a jealous type. He didn't even like her speaking to other people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so then like the next day, I mean like a couple of days just went by and I'm like, she still never came home and the girls are like, no, it was like 4 days went by. So I told him, I said, listen, I'm going to the police station. I'm calling the cops. So he start telling me, well, when you go, I want to go with you. So I'm like, okay. So now I'm calling him and I'm like, I'm ready to go. Now he's like ditching my phone calls or, you know, playing phone tag with me. He doesn't want to answer the phone. Just a whole lot of stuff wasn't adding up. So I just went to the police station by myself. I reported her missing. You know, then I had to like tell my family, like, wow, you know, this is crazy. Like, they ended up giving us this detective who he was just lazy and didn't want to do his job. You know, they always say, oh, you know, we can't go by hearsay, but you have, you know, people telling information. He's not doing nothing. So now I'm like, well, can, you know, y'all.
Hello?
Stephanie.
She might have cut out real quick. Okay, she'll probably come back in. Darn, this is crazy. This story, like your mom's story is just like unbelievable. Like, so he was the last person that seen her, right?
Yes, sir.
And so, I mean, did the police ever like question him or anything?
No.
And they have.
Well, I mean, that's for my aunt to answer because I was only 4.
Yeah, there she go. I'm sorry, Stephanie.
Can you hear me? Okay. Yeah, they went to his house. And him and his mom, I don't know what they told them, but they claim that she just left their house. Her youngest, she has another daughter, and her youngest daughter, she is the father. He's the father to her youngest daughter.
Okay.
So somehow they ended up keeping the baby. My mom couldn't even get like custody or nothing. Like, we don't even know how they got custody. We don't know none of that. Like, that was just crazy.
You know, I'm gonna tell you something. A lot of times when the father, all he got to do is say, boom, I'm the father, and then they just automatically, they don't do no background, nothing, they just get a child to the person, which I think is crazy.
Yeah. Yep. And wow. Then we, you know, they didn't even, the police was so trifling that, you know, my thing was, I worked in the casino for 15 years.
Okay.
In security. And, you know, every day we have what they call bolos of missing people. You know, so I had to actually make up my own with her picture on it. All her information and stuff, and I went to Kinko's, and when I gave the lady the flyer, they made almost 500 flyers for me for free because they felt so bad, you know, that we didn't have no kind of closure, no kind of information or anything, and they were like, well, usually the cops make these up. I said, yeah, we have lazy ones that didn't want to do their job. This guy didn't do anything. So I had to draw these up myself and put them out. So when we started hanging them up, we had put them all back Merlin.
Okay.
So him and his mom went outside and tore them all down. And then she called the cops on me because she said, I put one in, on a pole in front of their door. She said that I was harassing her. So I'm thinking, and when the cop called me and told me that she made a call to them and said that I was harassing her. So I asked the cop, I said, now, you want to tell me that that doesn't sound strange to you? I'm looking for my sister, my sibling, and because I put a flyer in front of her door where my niece is staying in their house, I'm harassing them. That makes sense to you? So basically, they don't care if my sister is found or not.
Exactly.
So they know something because they were there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That just didn't make sense to me.
Mm. So, I mean, so now?
What is it, like 20? Naya, how old are you?
It's 19 years.
Yeah, yep.
Okay, yeah, because I know another girl went from Jersey in 2002. She went missing. Yeah, right at the same time. So how's the investigation been? Like nothing.
They don't do anything now. It's just like it's just dead and gone. Now they did put her in the state database.
Okay.
So she is in on that.
Now is her DNA in the system or no?
It may be.
Okay.
Because I know they took DNA from my mother and myself. So it may be in there.
So there have been no signs of her, no sightings, nothing?
No. Never since that day.
Wow. Because, you know, like, it's crazy because people be knowing things and they don't say anything. Like, you know, it's not right when these people are missing for 19, 20, something, 30 years. You feel me? Like, it's definitely not.
So, and then that was the whole thing. Like, you know, I think that some people knew and didn't want to talk because they were his friends and not hers. And, you know, it's just crazy.
So let me ask you a question. Did you guys ever do a search party?
No, not, I mean, not really. Only, like, the only thing we really could do is just question people in the area, stuff like that. At one time, like, the people that we were talking to, basically all of them had, like, the same story.
Okay.
You know, where they was telling, you know, a few of them had, like, the same story that supposedly they heard a gunshot in his house and all that. When they went, the police went in there. By the time they decided to go in there and check, it was years later, so they claim it wasn't no evidence of her being
in the machine either. Machine.
Yeah. Yep. So
have you thought about like jump start calling the detective with the detective? I mean, like, have you done that?
No, actually, the detective that was lastly on the case, he retired and some new guy took over. He's never contacted us or anything.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I would contact them, and you know, because I mean, I can really spread this. I can spread this on any platform. I spread this. got like 1,000 people probably this morning already alone. Because I've heard the stories, but to go from there and then he says he don't know where and to this day, something's up. I don't know.
Yeah, that was my thing. Like, I said the same exact thing.
It is,
but
yeah.
even the detective that lastly was on the case, he retired. So he said to us, he said, I believe that his mother knows something, and I believe he definitely knows what happened to her. They just couldn't prove it. And they said when they did question him, the first thing he did was ask for a lawyer.
Yeah.
So I told, and I said to him, I said, now, if that was the very first thing he said out of his mouth when y'all questioned him, there is no doubt in my mind he did something to her. And now he's going to get away with it.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I had to leave to come back because I was like saying stuff, but I didn't know if you guys could hear me.
Yeah, I'll be here. So how has it been, Jamal?
It's been a crazy, hectic journey, you know? It's definitely been crazy. As far as like when you asked, have we looked or tried? As far as me, I'm only 24 now, so it wasn't much I could do. I was only 4 when my mom went missing. But I look on databases online. Like I try to see if her name pop up on anything or stuff like that. But it's not too much I could do because I don't know really where to start. That's why I actually reached out to you because I was like, when my grandma tagged me, and I'm like, oh, that's something I can reach out and make it get me somewhere. Like I do definitely.
Hello. A little bit. We'll pop right back in. Can y'all hear me? Hopefully we'll pop right back.
Can you hear me?
Okay, I can. Hello? All right, okay. Was your mother and father alive at the time that she was missing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so her mother and father was alive.
Naya?
No, mother and father.
Oh, my mom? Yeah, my mom was.
How did you like her?
Well, I'm going to tell you now, my mom can't even talk about it. Like, she just had to put it in God's hands because that's basically what we all had to do.
Right.
No closure, no nothing. So, you know, and we walk around here and, you know, and I believe people here in this city know. I think they know. They just never going to talk about it.
I tell something to somebody, like, you know.
Right. Until it happens to somebody in their family.
They'll talk.
They're not going to talk about it. And I used to say it all the time. Like, you know, I'm 56. So I walk around here and I just think that, you know, I always say, like one time I did a Facebook post and I told them, you know, whenever I post about my sister, I always say, may God have mercy on the souls who knew and didn't open their mouth and say anything, because you will never understand what our family is going through until it happens to somebody in your family.
That's true. It's true. Mm-hmm. This podcast, I started this other song before brother got killed, and while my other brother got killed. So this is how I just want people to. I'm having a new flyer made for her. We've done it about an hour or so. Somebody doing it for me right now if you speak.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Is there They got, okay, so Stephanie, tell us what kind of person your sister was.
Oh, she was a sweetheart. My sister was quiet, bother anybody. Like, she worked. She had her own apartment. She took care of both of her kids. She was a very good mom, you know. We were real close because, you know, big age difference. And I practically helped raise my sister. So, you know, we was tight as two buttons in a little T-shirt. You know what I'm saying? We were real close. So I took her everywhere she needed to go. She never had to want for a ride or anything because I was always made myself available to take her food shopping. We always had morning breakfast every morning, like after I would drop my kids off to school.
Right.
Like, she'd come, you on your way? I cook the breakfast. So, like, I'm on my way. I'm coming. I'll be there in a minute. Yeah.
Daughter, do you talk to you?
Yes, we keep in touch with her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How the whole thing?
Well, she was only one.
Right. Okay.
She really doesn't have too much recollection, but we do talk about my sister from time to time. Like, we always showed her pictures, so she always knew about her.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. We don't know, like, what that side of the family has told her, and it's so sensitive to us that we try not to bring it up. Like, we just don't talk to her about it because we don't know what they told her. And she hasn't told us anything about what they said. So,
now, what if?
Yeah. They took my niece and they moved her to Las Vegas.
Yeah, get her away.
Yeah. So, did that baby when she was about 8. They left here.
And that was the run to get lost. So that house, so that house where he lived at, is that house still standing up now? Hello? But this has been an interesting book. Hello?
You can hear me?
Yeah, it's Sania.
It's okay.
Sania, okay.
But it's fine.
And it's Stephanie here too.
Stephanie, okay. Stephanie, is that how? Is it still standing?
Yeah, they lived in a project area, so somebody probably has moved in it by now, the apartment. I'm sure they fixed it by now and somebody moved in it, but it's still there.
Okay. You guys, have you guys thought about putting out, like, new flyers and stuff? Sometimes we'll talk, you know, to get older, and I've where people have put out new flyers and did stuff and stuff. So have you thought about doing anything like that?
No, but we can.
I think that would be you book somebody or you might get somebody talking, you know, and a lot of times, you know, people we think they can play with something and boom, there's evidence of something that pops up.
Right.
That really is. So,
I mean, my only problem that I had with that is when we did it, every time somebody called, if somebody did call in, because I know a couple of people did call in, and they was telling them that the information they told them was hearsay. So when I talked to the detective and he made that statement to me, he pissed me off so bad. So I said to him, I said, well, it was hearsay when y'all walked in my home and almost blew my door off the hinges what they did. They axed my door down. They threw a smoke bomb in my house and they tried to say that me and my kids was drug dealers. And then on the first line on your warrant, it says, we believe. Not that you know or you had facts. It said, we believe. So that was all hearsay you had. But y'all came in there, asked my door down, threw a smoke bomb in my house and took us out of there and searched my house and tore it up. And you found absolutely nothing.
Wow. So they hearsay. It was okay for them to run the house. Yeah, that.
Exactly. Exactly. So tell me about your hearsay again. You know, I wasn't falling for that either. Like, y'all just didn't want to do your job, and that was it. But you thought you was doing your job when you thought you was going to find something in my house, and you didn't. Nothing, right. Not even an ashtray.
I heard that. Yeah. And that's probably going to be laughing. But I definitely enjoyed talking to y'all tonight. I'm in the process of doing like a new flyer, and there will be a TikTok video put out tonight. I'll send that to your niece. I want to thank y'all for talking to me tonight. This has been a interesting conversation, and I'm pretty sure my viewers were definitely be discussing this. So I thank y'all for coming on, and with you guys.
No problem. On your what's your name on your TikTok?
It's called Missing Black People on it's Missing Black People on TikTok.
I'll add you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for contacting us, and you know, good conversation, and we'll definitely stay in touch with you.
Okay, thank you so much. Good night.
You as well. Too. Thank you.
Bye.